Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. I'm doing just fine. You okay?
I'm just great. It was hard to hear what was going on in nature as I sat outside this morning before I came into work with the rain falling. It's been so long since I've heard the rain, but I realize it's hard to hear what else is happening.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive rain for a while. We've got our gauge here is about 1.4 inches. The Weather Service reported about 5/6 of an inch as of midnight, but of course more fell since then. About 2 o'clock this morning, we had a nice little thunder shower come across, and there was some pretty hard rain after that. I'm very glad to see the rain. We have gone about 3 weeks without a good soaker. We had just little small showers, and we were ready for it. And I use rain barrels for our gardening, and they were depleted, and so they fill up pretty fast once we get some rain. So very glad to see the rain. Plenty else going on. This is just an awesome month. There is just so many things going on, and I thought the days we've had so far have just been so pleasant. The average high for today is 76. The average low is 56, and we've been cooler than that. It's just been very pleasant. And according to the forecast, though, we may be getting up a little bit warmer. But the days continue to get shorter. We now have sunrise approaching 6 o'clock for the first time in a long time, and sunset around 8:30. Now, as we continue to go through next week, the phase of the moon, which is now in the waning quarter, will get smaller and smaller, and giving us a very dark night. And on the night of the 12th and 13th, I think that's Wednesday, Thursday of next week, we have the peak of the Perseid meteor shower. The Perseid meteor shower is already beginning, but it reaches its peak at about that time. It's called the Perseid meteor shower because of the meteors coming from the constellation Perseus. The meteor shower, I often wish they weren't called by that name because they give the impression it's just going to rain meteors. Well, that's not quite what happens. What happens is you see more meteors than normal. In a typical night, you might see just a couple per hour. Well, during a meteor shower, depending on the conditions, you may see as many as 30 to 50 per hour. And so the Perseid meteor shower is always one of the better ones of the year. And this year, we've got some pretty good conditions for seeing it. Other things of note, with the shorter days, of course, we are getting some migration. It may seem early, but yes, we are getting some migration. Hawk Ridge will probably begin their count sometime between now and when we speak next week. There is some migrants going on. I had a chance yesterday to visit a place where there were some shorebirds that were out along the edge of the water. Now, they look like they were just wandering around and feeding, but these are shorebirds that breed in the far north, and so, yes, they are migrating. I also saw this week some family units of various birds, such as warblers. One in particular is kind of a surprise, a golden-wing warbler. Well, they are also getting ready for migration. I don't think they're migrating yet. These family units will latch on to other family units, and pretty soon we have a group of them. And it's not unusual with warblers in August to see flocks of them moving through that are mixed species. I saw a flock of family of bluebirds yesterday, a family of waxwings earlier, kingbirds. Just this morning I saw a family of wood duck. All of these have raised the families for this year, and they're getting ready for moving on. Meanwhile, we have a few other things quite opposite going on. We have the goldfinches who are still nesting, and then we have this persistent bird, the red-eyed vireo, which is still singing. They are migrants usually in September, and boy, they will stick around and sing as long as they can. Other things of note, it's not unusual right now to see the does with a couple of fawns. They are big enough that they can accompany her. I had a neighbor report seeing a bear, a sow with two cubs. Plenty of little chipmunks are in the yard. Gray tree frogs are starting to call again. Now, that's interesting. They have a breeding call in May and June. But I've noticed virtually every year, as we get into August, they start calling again. I'm not sure exactly what's going on there, but I think it is territorial, because what goes on is they lay the eggs. The eggs go through the maturation in the water, and then they leave the water, and they start climbing out on land. and the old established frogs start doing their territorial calls either to other older ones or to the young ones. They're called tree frogs because they climb up on trees. Well, lots of times that tree to them is our house. And it's not unusual to see gray tree frogs as we go into late summer, to see them climbing up on the house. Plenty of insects are on our house, so that's what they go after. Butterflies are still out there. Seeing plenty of monarchs recently, and that's been a terrific sighting. Lots of white cabbage butterflies, yellow sulfur butterflies, and quite a scattering of other kinds. As we get into August, the two kinds of dragonflies that I see the most are the little red and yellow one called meadowhawk, larger darners. They're both out there. I've seen both of them this week. Lots of bees, wasps, moths, flies, beetles, aphids are on the goldenrods. The goldenrods are blooming now. They're not in their peak yet, but there's a new one every day, and they are out there blooming. And when they're blooming, they give plenty of attraction to the insects, and the insects come in big numbers. And, of course, when you have insects, you have spiders, and you get a dewy, foggy morning, and the spider webs are just abundant. I had a couple of cases this week, again, to see just dozens of these webs in the early morning. I mentioned how the bird songs are pretty much down now, but the sounds of the insects, crickets and katydids and grasshoppers, are calling from the grasslands. I hear them when I walk and bike frequently. And then up in the trees, we have cicadas calling. So they kind of take the place of the bird songs. Wildflowers continue to come out in the late summer. The dominant ones are goldenrods, asters, and sunflowers. So far, I've seen 7 kinds of goldenrods, 6 kinds of asters, and 5 kinds of sunflowers. I'm sure with a little searching this week, that number will change. And many of the other ones that were blooming earlier now are going to seed, and we have a bunch of the fluffy seeds out there. Seeds can be of a variety of kinds. It can be a kind that blow in the wind, a kind that stick to our clothes, or they can be the kind that are like berries. And, yes, there are plenty of berries out in the woods. I've been, every single day, I pass by raspberry patches, and I always have to stop and examine them a little bit. But this past week, I had a chance to get the first blackberries of the season as well. Now, blackberries are not very common in Duluth, but if you go a little bit to the south, they are out there, and they're just excellent. They're just terrific. A lot of people don't like picking blackberries because they have rather sticky thorns on them. Some people say they're like little fish hooks, and for that reason, they avoid the blackberries. But I think they're worth it. They are just outstanding. And as we get further into August, two other things to be on the note. One, we are getting some leaf color already. I've seen it with birches. I've seen it with dogwoods. Birches yellow, dogwoods red, Virginia creeper red. There's a little plant that grows on the roadside called dogbane, which many of them have yellow leaves. Now, this is the beginning of color for autumn already. I think the birches might be responding to kind of the dry conditions that I was talking about, because that seems a little early for them, but not so early for some of these other ones. And now that we've got a rain, I think we're going to start to see the proliferation of mushrooms. So far, there has just been a few, but now with rains, we may see quite a change. So, yeah, we've got several weeks to go in this awesome month, and it is really living up to it. It's just a fabulous month. So if you get a chance, get out and enjoy it. Okay, take care.
Thanks, Larry. Take care of yourself. Larry Weber with Backyard Almanac here on Northland Morning, 103.3 KUMD.